Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 65 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon project, To Think Before We Speak. The Chafetz Chaim writes, Vida, I need you to know that this that people say, that it's permitted to speak Lashon Hara against Ba'alei Machlokes, to speak Lashon Hara against people who are making fights, rabble-rousers, they're looking to see how they can pit one part of the community against the other. The only way you would be allowed to speak Lashon Hara about them is, number one, if it's clear to you that by revealing what's really going on, they will realize how disgusting it is, and as a result, Tushbas hamachlokes, you will be able to stop the arguments, then indeed you would be allowed to speak Lashon Hara. Sometimes this is true even in parenting. Child comes home, realizes that somehow something's not quite right, but they don't realize what. And when you hear the whole story, you're able to explain to them what it is that a friend or not-so-friend is doing to them by relating their private information to the wrong people or however they're being taken advantage of. If you could see it and you could explain it, then you could encourage them how to deal with it or to let somebody know, please don't do this to me, it hurts me, etc. Tushbas hamachlokes, you'll be able to curtail the machlokes, then indeed you should do it. You should speak the Lashon Hara, and you should clarify to people what it is that this person or these people are doing. Ava b'lav hochi, but if it's not going to achieve a positive result, ein shum chilek bedavar, there is no license to speak Lashon Hara. Likewise, you have to meet the classic criteria that we discuss in Lashon Hara L'Toeles. Number one, Yeda Me'atzmo. You have to know firsthand that they are doing machlokes. Invariably, just because one side says that the other side is evil, you have to hear both sides of the story. There's always a second side to the story, and you need to know firsthand that indeed they are whatever you are articulating that they are. Number two, sheyichaven litoeles, that you have intent to be constructive, v'lo mitzad sino, and not out of hatred, and indeed it comes across in the way you express yourself, whether you're acting out of anger or you're acting out of clarity and professionalism. And finally, im be'efsharusa lahashket hamariva ba'ofan acher, if it's possible to put an end to the argument in a different way, that you shouldn't have to speak the Lashon Hara, then indeed, that's what you should be doing. Chafetz Chaim gives an example, kigon ayidei hochacha, maybe you could actually rebuke the people who are saying the wrong things. Maybe you could make it clear to them what kind of damage they're doing through their Lashon Hara or bullying or whatever it is. Maybe they don't even have a clue how much pain they're causing. If it's possible to put an end to it in a different way, then you should. So again, we're looking to see what kind of positive impact you could have. And there has to be a redeeming factor for why you're speaking the Lashon Hara. You have to know the Lashon Hara firsthand. Otherwise, how are you saying this definitively? And you're intending it for purposeful intentions and not out of anger or hatred. There's a classic story with the Briska Rav in Europe, where there were many different political factions to the Jewish people, at the time of World War One and after, until the Holocaust, that time leading up was extremely volatile in the Jewish world. And different parties in the Jewish people would put up posters proclaiming why their party was better than the others. On a particular occasion, the Briska Rav told them that they're not allowed to put up the posters that they made for the religious posters. His reason was because it was Erev Shabbos, and he was worried that if they started putting it up, they would end up putting them up on Shabbos as well, in their passion. But I recount the story because it ends up being a very good lesson for Lashon Hara as well. What ended up happening was that the other side, who had deeply critiqued the religious party, put up their posters. And because there was a lack of the religious posters, those other posters looked so violent and unprovoked that the general mood in town swung in favor of the religious party. Now, again, what triggered the ruling was that it was Erev Shabbos, and he was worried that people would put up posters on Shabbos, but the result is very related to the laws of Lashon Hara. We want to be careful not to add fuel to the fire if there's an argument going on. In the words of Shlomo, Ma'ane rach yoshev chema, a soft response is the best response when other people are angry. And that's all included in this statement of the Chafetz Chaim, Sheyichavin l'to'eles, a person should have intent to be purposeful, constructive, v'lo mitzad sina, and not out of hatred or anger. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.